with the assistance of the BC government to protect renters from displacement. An Indigenous housing society announced on February 28, it has purchased a $5.3 million 16-unit apartment building in Esquimalt. Using $3 million from the Rental Protection Fund, Lument Native Housing's newly obtained 860 Carey Street complex will be housing prioritized for Indigenous tenants. Not only are we able to keep these homes protected long into the future, we're able to protect the 16 families that live in these homes, said Minister of Housing, Ravi Kalone, at the Esquimalt property. The apartment was listed for sale and was at risk of redevelopment and potential tenant displacement, according to the province. A year ago, Black Press Media published an opinion piece on the sale of 860 Carey Street, stating, "This highly desirable apartment building is a superb opportunity for an investor to acquire a stable cash-flowing asset with below-market financing." This column caught the attention of the provincial government, as they made direct reference to it during Wednesday's event. The article said that if you were to have tenant turnover, you could actually make a lot of profit from this building, and because of that article it's exciting to be here today, explained Kalone. The opinion piece did note that the province froze rent increases at 2%, so current renters would have avoided massive rent increases. However, tenants could have potentially gotten rent-evicted or displaced, and new renters at the building were at risk for immense rent increases. Now, that risk is gone. Our long-term goal is to ensure Indigenous people of Esquimalt are given an opportunity to be housed in a culturally appropriate space and to provide the same support services that LUMA provides to all its residents by filling the vacancies in this building with Indigenous tenants as the units become available, said LUMA CEO, Dave Ward. The society explained it will prioritize housing for Indigenous renters by using a rental application list where people will be evaluated through the typical recruitment of tenants for new and vacancies. To help with the evaluation, LUMA stated it will also tap into the expertise of its tenants' relations staff and will start occupying the units as they are made available. LUMA will contribute payments for the complex through low-interest financing. Built in 1971, the building features four studios and 12 one-bedroom units. People living in the building will be able to stay there at the same rent. Lument Native Housing will manage renovations to the roof, the building exterior, and upgrades within three units. These renovations will prolong the building's lifespan without disrupting tenancies. The $500 million Rental Protection Fund is part of the province's Homes for People Action Plan, which includes addressing the crucial need for new Indigenous housing throughout BC. Read more. Hazardous spills increasing, BC not prepared or transparent.